Which means it's time to review some excellent theatre, which is what it is, isn't it, Marina Hrebenow, Cellist with Rabies, showing at Alexandra Bar. Good morning.
Good morning, Africa. You know, before going to see Cellist with Rabies at the Alexandra Bar yesterday, I was with friends and I was being facetious and said, well, I think Gemma drew or painted a play and then Yaku deconstructed it. I was referring, of course, to Gemma Khan and Yaakov Boer and their reputation for creating daring, explorative, and imaginative theatre. You know, and then they constantly push the boundaries of whatever topic they tackle. And Gemma is the one whom we know famously from her shows, in which she uses kamishibai, the Japanese storytelling technique where they use storyboards. And Yaku, of course, being very fond of deconstructing language and everything else that he tackles. Now, both Gemma and Yaku are Standard Bank Young Artists for Theatre. So this Cellist with Rabies is really, if you just have those two names, is a collaboration of an artistic and visionary dream team. But once I had seen the show, it reminded me, I kept on remembering something that I saw in the 1994 film Don Juan de Marco, where the lead character asks, he says, there are only four questions of value in life. What is sacred? Of what is the spirit made? What is worth living for? And what is worth dying for? And the answer to each is the same, only love. Now, if you put this matter into the hands of Gemma and Yaku, then you end up exploring the extreme possibilities that present themselves when, while searching for love or suffering the consequences of losing love. More interesting than the film is the issue that or the quandary that this play creates, where the romantic interferes with the rational. And one has, you have to ask yourself, does love then become irrational? Now, just quickly, the story. Gemma, she plays the role of Joan Remy. She's a virologist or a scientist who believes that she's on the verge of finding a cure for rabies. Now, David Revere, a wonderful actor that he plays the virus. So it's actually wonderful having a live virus. And when he starts speaking, suddenly everyone perks up and things become far more interesting than just it's the dry science. The audience has taken on an absolutely bizarre, often extremely funny journey of what happens when Joan gets jilted by her doctor boyfriend after she had slammed his research at an international conference. And then he retaliates by having her research funding stopped. Okay, so she has to clear out her lab and she must get rid of her particle of a rabies virus. What happens now? Now, we know that we've spoken now about Gemma using the storyboards. Yaku is a director who constantly applies the latest technology to aid his visual presentation of whatever he's presenting. In fact, his version of Kafka's Report to an Academy with the Kerk Ulufse to this day is one of the most mind-blowing pieces of theatre I've ever seen. And I attribute that to the use of his technology combined with the Kerk's acting skills. And in this case, they combine their skills. They use video screens, which Yaku is fond of using, on which they project, now here Gemma comes in, still pictures of matters or people or things that are mentioned in the script. And of course, we also see whatever she sees when she looks into a microscope, namely her beloved rabies virus particle. Now, Gemma's writing is wonderful. I really love it. And it's quirky, but precise and thought-provoking. It's edgy and it's daring. And she takes the audience right to the brink of actually considering the viability of this love match that she experiments with. I mean, she is a scientist after all. But this is exactly where the question comes in of what is worth living for and what is worth dying for. And it's thoroughly researched. I mean, the seduction scene in this part is one for the books. The audience members were on the edge of their seats, including me. The references that she manages to include, so much information without boring you at all. And she makes you realize how little you know about something that you thought was commonplace. yet, despite all this it's not a brazenness. I would always say it's bravery. There's always an underlying melancholy. So you end up thinking, what is love? And the very important second question, because I think essentially that's what the play is about in the end. What is loneliness? Is it a viral condition or is it a condition gone viral? German and Jaco leave us with some interesting options to consider. And they throw in David, who is very pleasing on the eye as the rabies virus. So please go and see this. It's really exciting theatre.
I cannot wait to see it. I've just asked for tickets for Wednesday because there are only seats available for Wednesday's performance as well as Thursday's performance. All the other days until Saturday the 17th have been sold out. Please go to alexandrabar.co.za and secure those tickets. The show in question, Cellist with Rabies, directed by Jaco Bauer and written by Gemma Khan, performed by her and David Revere.